Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with one of our newer friends. Rick Hahn has joined us this year. He's the author of the award-winning book, Executive Malice, The Tale of Conspiracy and Deceit. It's all about ethical behavior, which he's become an expert in, having worked for decades in corporate America. Rick, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
It is thegoodmanageronline.com, all one word.
All right, so check that out. So, Rick, wrap it up for us. How do we go forward? How do people like you and me, who are refugees from the analog age, in the digital universe, we span both worlds. We know the good, the bad, and the ugly. How do we get younger people to listen to a couple of okay boomers? What do you think?
Well, ethics, when you strip away that organizational hierarchy and the corporate culture, ethics comes down to individual behavior. It's the responsibility of individual managers and executives. And I know my book went a little far because the executive in the book is sociopathic, but a lot of those situations are real, and it really does come down to individual managers. Mm-hmm. You know, the attributes that the three attributes that are touted as the most important for leadership are charisma, vision, and integrity. But notice that integrity is third, and a lot of times it's the distant third. You know, I don't know if you saw the movie Bombshell about Roger Ailes at Fox. I mean, the stuff he got away with the hubris. And so in order to change things, in order for things to get better, I think there are really two key factors. One is a change in attitude. It's a change in mindset. When managers and senior executives use the idea of, they get a little humility, and they understand that they're there to help customers and employees do a better job for their company. But the other thing, to me, is accountability. And you mentioned it, and it's true whether you go up an organization and become more anonymous because you're in the, quote, ivory tower, or whether you're online and you're not seeing the person face-to-face. That anonymity, to me, is the bane of our journey toward better ethics. So accountability, to me, counteracts that anonymity. You know, when people deal with each other face-to-face, the accountability goes up because they're looking at each other in the eye.
Well, you know, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, an accountability in an organization starts from the customer. I know Chip was just talking about that, your previous guest. He is, to me, right on. You can build an accountability system if you look at the customer first and then back up toward the frontline employees and then hold the managers and executives accountable for how they support those employees and help them do a better job serving the customer.
What
so
I worry about
horizontal accountability.
One of the things I worry about, though, the opposite of restoring ethics in the workplace, the opposite of that, the enemy of that is the woke culture. Because the woke culture supports lies. The woke culture supports the end of free speech and respect and humility, as you say. Because if you're part of the woke culture, that means you think you're right, and the other people are not just different; they're wrong. And that's what I worry about. That I worry about that.
Well, in order to move forward, I think people need to give up with "I'm right, no matter what." Don't confuse me with the facts. I'm just right. So and you had a guest on not too long ago, Arki
Chakuti, my trust mentor, Dr. Chakuti. Yes.
And his point was, trust is the foundation for everything. And if employees can't that's trust right. their bosses to tell them the truth,
that's right.
and their bosses choose to lie, it just breaks down everything, and then you lose the whole idea of ethical business practices.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a study just
real quick. He taught us, as you have helped to confirm, that trust is not just the right thing to do, it's a business best practice. And everybody wins when you have the foundation of trust. Hey, Rick, good job today. Congratulations again on the book. Executive Malice is an award winner. R.L. Hahn, H-A-N-N, is the name of the book. Rick, will you come back?
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim.
Thanks, Let's buddy. Talk. See you next time. Rick
Thanks
Hahn.
Thanks a
lot. All right, gentlemen, we'll get him back again another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.